Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, February 22nd. Currently with fair skies, it is 41 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is northwest at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.93. The dew point is 36 degrees, and the current wind chill is 34 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The Great Bend City Council gave the green light for a new playground at the sports complex.
Thanks to a $50,000 donation from the Robert and Patricia Schmidt Foundation to the Great Bend Kiwanis Club, it's happening. Hellas Construction, known for installing the turf on the ball fields, will help out. The playground is for kids age 5 to 12, and the city plans to fence it off to protect the kids from foul balls. There is a possibility of sharing extra costs with the rec or the city of Great Bend. I'm J.P. Bazant.
Kansas State University made a significant contribution of $2.3 billion in economic impact to the state of Kansas in fiscal year 2023. The impact report said the economic boost comes from all three of K-State's physical campuses in Manhattan, Salina, and Olathe, as well as the K-State Athletics Program, K-State Alumni Association, the KSU Foundation, and K-State Research and Extension. The university is launching All Things Kansas, a free interactive tool featuring reports and insights for all 105 counties. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Seasons come quick, and before you know it, your yard will be ready for the mower. Be prepared to hit the grass mowing this spring with a well-maintained mower. Give Prairieland Partners a call to have your equipment inspected and serviced by a John Deere certified technician to ensure worry-free mowing this spring. Don't wait. Beat the rush by calling Prairieland Partners to schedule your mower today.
Delivering the right solution.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. K-State University celebrated its state economic impacts at the Capitol on Wednesday as University President Richard Linton shared the results of an economic impact study the university conducted, saying that they're pleased with their findings because in the fiscal year of 2023 alone, Kansas State University contributed a staggering $2.3 billion to the economy in Kansas. Linton said for Kansas taxpayers, every dollar they contribute to the university brings back $8.57 for the state's economy. K-State Senior Vice President for Executive Affairs and Chief of Staff, Marshall Stewart, said they're there to serve the people who invest heavily in the university. And the school's doing just that with K-State 105, which is a project Linton kicked off in September of 2022 that will conclude next month when he finishes visiting all 105 counties in Kansas. He said he's listened to members of each community for ways the university can serve them better. Now, he said it's time for the university and legislators to deliver for Kansans. Kansas lawmakers took up House Bill 2596 on Wednesday, an annual requirement for the state to make changes to its controlled substances list, and it's to align the state's list with federal law. Representative Bill Clifford of Garden City stated that 38 drugs were added, 10 were rescheduled, and one was deleted. The new substances added to the Uniform Controlled Substances Act would include 23 fentanyl-related controlled substances, and the bill faced no opposition in committee. However, the debate quickly turned to the state's marijuana laws. Representative Silas Miller of Wichita made a motion to amend the bill, and his amendment would have removed cannabis from the scheduled drug list entirely. Representative Pam Curtis of Kansas City argued that the amendment could promote further research on marijuana, and researchers would face less strict regulatory controls. She also argued that people may contend with fewer barriers to employment. Representative Clifford, along with other Republicans, argued against the amendment, saying that marijuana is still a Schedule I drug at the federal level and is considered to have no medical value, a high abuse potential. So if they're going to have that debate, they need to vet the issue properly through the committee process. 41 lawmakers voted in favor of the amendment and 80 voted against it, sinking the push from Democrats. The House is set to take final action on House Bill 2596 today, and if it passes, it will go to the Senate. The Ogallala Aquifer Summit is set for March 18th through the 19th in Liberal at the Seward County Fairgrounds, and it'll be the third time that it's been held since 2018. The Ogallala is a vast underground reservoir that covers 174,000 square miles and touches parts of South Dakota, Wyoming, Nebraska, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Texas. Some estimates indicate that the aquifer is rapidly depleting, and in 50 years, 70% of it will be diminished. In Kansas, the Ogallala covers most of the western one-third of the state, and it's estimated that 95% of groundwater pumped from the aquifer each year is for irrigated agriculture, though it also supports livestock and municipal needs. The aquifer supports approximately $35 billion in crop production, and if water depletion in the aquifer continues, Kansas land values may drop by millions. Susan Metzger, the director of the Kansas Water Institute at Kansas State University, said that water specialists from each state in the Ogallala Aquifer region have prepared updates on their water management progress for the summit, and the topics include new opportunities with conservation-related legislation, understanding water risk as part of climate risk and economic risk, advances in science and data application, the power of peer networks, and workforce and leadership development. More information on the summit can be found at irrigationinnovation.org/2024-Ogallala-Summit. In Nebraska news, Grand Island police are investigating after approximately $25,000 worth of tools were stolen from construction trailers over the weekend. Grand Island Police Department said that on Monday, officers were called around 7:30 a.m. to a construction site in the 3200 block of Nyla Street after it was reported that someone broke into several trailers sometime between Friday and Monday. Captain Dean Elliott said someone broke the padlocks on two trailers and stole nearly $10,000 worth of tools. Another report was then received from A2 Siding, which stated they had more than $15,000 worth of tools stolen from one of their trailers. Elliott said the tools have A2 Siding written on them. Grand Island Police Department said there are no suspects at this time. However, anyone with information on the thefts is urged to contact the Grand Island Police Department at 308-385-5400. The weather's warming up and motorcyclists are hitting the roads again. On Wednesday, the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office said drivers should be on the lookout for more bikes on the road. Under a new Nebraska law, motorcyclists no longer have to wear a helmet if they're over 21 and have completed a training course. However, even if you complete the course, you'll still be required to wear eye protection, and violating that law can land you a fine of $250. Chief Deputy Ben Houchin reminds bikers to still wear safety equipment like gloves, pants, and helmets, even if they're optional, because he said he's seen people out riding in shorts and a tank top, and the road surface isn't going to be kind. Houchin also warned bikers not to weave in and out of traffic. Registration for safety classes is now open for motorcyclists who want to ride without a helmet, and you can sign up on the Nebraska Safety Council's website at nesafetycouncil.org. A group was arrested Monday after a gun was fired in a South Lincoln park, according to police. At around 5:30 p.m., officers were sent to Wilderness Park on a report of gunshots, and a witness showed officers where they thought the shots were fired. 3 9-millimeter shell casings were found in the area, and witnesses also reporting seeing a group of men leaving the area in a small Honda. An officer saw the Honda heading north on 1st Street and pulled it over, and 7 people were inside. Officers then searched the vehicle and found drug paraphernalia, an unloaded 9-millimeter handgun, and open and closed containers of alcohol. 3 people were arrested on suspicion of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. 3 more people were arrested on suspicion of being a minor in possession. A 16-year-old girl was referred on several charges and released, according to police. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Wildfire danger is a serious concern in parts of Kansas, and crews are getting ready for what could be a busy wildfire season. The Kansas Forest Service has said that the latest wet winter has promoted new growth of shrubs and grass, which is a big problem for the western part of the state, because when the temperatures rise and the wind blows, vegetation dries out quickly, creating the potential for catastrophic fires. Strong winds and dry conditions have fire crews in southwest Kansas on alert. The Kansas Forest Service said 95% of the wildfires in Kansas are started by humans, with some of the leading causes of wildfires being sparks by machinery or vehicles and controlled burns that get out of control. Kansas Forest Service Supervisor Aaron Williams said those who work outdoors have to be very cognizant of anything that they're doing that creates an open flame or a spark, whether that's welding on a fence, burning trash, or even a prescribed burn. Fire mitigation efforts are going on across Kansas, and crews are doing prescribed burning for the next couple of months. Prescribed burning plays a critical role in maintaining grassland health and reducing wildfire risks. According to state officials, Kansas has around 5,000 reported wildfires a year. High school seniors and current Kansas college students have until Friday, March 15th, to apply for one of two $1,000 scholarships from Kansas Wheat, honoring industry leaders Herb Clutter and David Radenberg. The scholarships, each worth $1,000, continue a proud tradition of supporting the future of the Kansas wheat industry. Administered by the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Herb Clutter Memorial Scholarship will award one $1,000 scholarship per year to a college or university-bound incoming freshman from Kansas who's pursuing a career in the field of agriculture. To be eligible for the scholarship, applicants must plan to be a full-time student at any 2- or 4-year Kansas college or university. Recipients will be selected based on academic achievement, leadership qualities, and career objectives focused around the field of agriculture. The scholarship will be toward tuition for the student's college or university education, and the scholarship is non-renewable. To apply for the Herb Clutter Memorial Scholarship, complete the scholarship application at kswheat.com/clutter, and the application includes a 400 to 500-word essay discussing why the applicant has chosen to pursue a career in agriculture. The selection committee will use the essay along with the student's application in determining the scholarship winner. The David Radenberg Memorial Scholarship will award one $1,000 scholarship to a current undergraduate or graduate student from Kansas who's pursuing a career in the field of agriculture. Preference will be given to students pursuing a career related to the improvement of wheat, including but not limited to wheat genetics, wheat agronomics, wheat breeding, plant pathology, extension, and bioinformatics. To be eligible for the scholarship, applicants must be enrolled as a full-time student at any 2- or 4-year college or university in Kansas, and incoming freshmen or transfers are not eligible. To apply for the David Radenberg Memorial Scholarship, complete the scholarship application at kswheat.com/Radenberg, and the application includes a 400 to 500-word essay discussing why the applicant has chosen to pursue a career in agriculture. The selection committee will use the essay along with the student's application and a statement of financial need in determining the scholarship winner. For both of the scholarships, the application and associated documents must be submitted to Kansas Wheat at 1990 Kimball Avenue in Manhattan by Friday, March 15th. And to learn more or to download the scholarship application, you can visit kswheat.com/growers/outreach. The Norton County Community Foundation awarded $7,753.29 in the January and February grant cycles, and the funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. The grant fund supported the Valley Hope Association Foundation, which received $5,000 for their Patient Essential Fund, and Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas, which received $2,753.29 for a portable power lift. The Norton County Community Foundation's grant to Valley Hope will be designated to assist patients at the Norton location with essential items through the Patient Essential Fund. Each day, patients arrive at Valley Hope of Norton seeking residential drug and alcohol treatment, and oftentimes, patients arrive with only the clothes on their backs, lacking the resources to meet their immediate needs. The Patient Essential Funds help fill the gap, funding immediate needs such as clothing, treatment-related books, and dental visits, as clinical, nursing, and business office staff work closely with each patient to determine their needs and financial capacity. And as a need arises, they have direct access to this fund. The average distribution cost from the patient essential fund is $100 per patient. Therefore, the gift of $5,000 will help more than 50 patients, allowing them to focus on their treatment and recovery. With the grant funds from the Norton County Community Foundation, Developmental Services in Northwest Kansas will purchase a Hoyer Advance e-power lift sling and additional battery for the Frontier Developmental Center in Norton. The staff at the center will utilize the power lift system for the transfer of individuals from one location to another, providing safe and secure transfer for the individuals receiving services and minimizing the risk of injury to staff. The guidelines and application for the Hanson Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's website at nortoncf.org, and applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding. For more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106, email foundation@nortoncf.org, or you can visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton at 112 South Kansas Street. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having hamburger gravy, whipped potatoes, warm peas, peaches, peanut butter, cinnamon bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken nuggets, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be enchiladas, Spanish rice, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with the high near 60 and breezy with a north wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with the low around 33 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 62 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Friday night, it should be clear with a low around 30. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be sunny with a high near 67. On Sunday, sunny with the high near 71. On Monday, mostly sunny with the high near 78. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with the high near 64 and breezy. And on Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of snow showers. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with the high near 42 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 41 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is northwest at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.93, the dew point is 36 degrees, and the current wind chill is 34 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
This February, get a sweetheart of a deal on an auto loan at United Northwest Federal Credit Union with 5.25% APR on a 2018 or newer vehicle loan. Qualifying members may enroll in any of our loan add-on products and lower that APR even more. Purchase money loans only and other terms and conditions may apply. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Contact one of our friendly loan officers for more information. This deal is only valid February 1st through February 28th, so hurry in. UNW FCU is an equal housing lender and federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. We'll start things out on the hardwood, as Wichita State got its third win in the American and 11th overall last night when it knocked off Tulsa 79-63. Colby Rogers led the way with 19 points and Kenny Poto scored 16 points. The Shockers host Temple Sunday at 3 p.m. Over to the women's side, number 10 Kansas State beat number 22 West Virginia 73-64 in overtime last night as Ayoka Lee had a double-double of 34 points and 12 rebounds, and Serena Sundell had 11 points. The Wildcats improved to 23-4 and 12-3 in the Big 12. They're now tied with just Texas for the second spot in the conference. Kansas fell to number 24 Baylor 69-61 last night as it snapped its five-game winning streak. Samaya Nichols led the way for the Jayhawks with 23 points. KU is now 15-11 and 8-7 in the conference. The final edition of the Women's Sunflower Showdown between K-State and KU is set for Sunday at 1 p.m. on ESPN2 from Allen Fieldhouse. KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic would like to remind you that you have the power to protect yourself from heart disease. Making preventative appointments with your primary care provider is the best step in keeping your heart health in check. Small, heart-healthy actions like adding more movement to your day or choosing healthy foods can have a big impact on protecting your heart as well. Start today. Your heart will thank you tomorrow.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Let's start off with your weather forecast.
This morning, we had some light precipitation ongoing across parts of extreme southeast Kansas and southwest Missouri. Another area over central Nebraska, and that is sliding to the south and east, but it will weaken as it does. We'll see very low-end chances of sprinkles over northern Kansas here this morning. A disturbance is already pushing to the east of us. Quiet weather going to be continuing into the weekend and the first part of next week. We have a couple of disturbances moving through Friday and Saturday, but really not much moisture to work with. Temperatures going to be in the 50s and 60s Friday, a warm-up over the weekend, record-setting temperatures early next week, and a strong cold front moving through by the middle of next week. In northwestern Kansas, today is high in the mid-50s. North-central Kansas, today is high in the low 60s. Sunny and mid-60s, breezy in northeast Kansas. Sunny, breezy, cooler, upper 50s today in southwest Kansas. Breezy, mid-60s in south-central Kansas. Sunny with a high in the upper 60s in the southeastern part of the state. Today Tonight's low upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Gray markets nearing the high of the overnight session with two-sided trading going on this morning. March corn up 1 1/4 at 412 and a quarter. May up 0.75 at 425. December up 0.25, 457.5. March soybeans up 3 1/4 at 1164. May up 3 3/4 at 1168 3/4. November up 3 3/4 at 1149.5. Kansas City wheat March up 11 at 588 1/4. May up 7.5 at 582. The July new crop up 6 at 574. Chicago wheat March up 5.5 at 588 3/4. May up 5 3/4 at 583 3/4. July up a nickel at 583 a bushel. Dow futures up 158 points. Dollar index, crude oil both trading lower. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.